Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. Katie Olthoff is with us. She's the Director of Communications for the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about something fun we all love because it's time to search for that best burger here in Iowa. You enjoy this competition?
Absolutely. One of the best times of year for us because, you know, I feel that it is my personal responsibility to taste test as many burgers as possible during this voting period.
Yeah. You're lucky. Wish we could all be so lucky. Well, I know the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, along with the Iowa Beef Industry Council, they've been doing this contest for a few years now. How many?
This is our 11th year, so we've crowned 10 restaurants as Iowa's Best Burger in the past, and we're looking for number 11.
Have the winners been kind of spread around the state over the years?
They have. You know, we've been up to Storm Lake, a couple here in Ames. Last year's winner was down in Oskaloosa at the Wood Iron Grill. Really pretty good representation around the state.
You bet. Well, let's talk about the meat of the competition here. The meat is all about the beef. It's all about the Iowa-grown beef. Hopefully it's locally grown beef. What are you looking for in these burgers?
So it has to be a 100% real beef patty served on a bread or a bun or a bread product of some sort. We're looking for the taste of the patty itself, so you can have seasonings on it, things like that. Toppings can definitely enhance the flavor of the patty, but it's really not about the toppings. It's about that beef patty itself.
Well, a lot of folks like to dress up those burgers in a lot of different ways, and there are some great ones out there, but at the end of the day, it's all about the beef.
That's exactly right. And you know, we are using this contest to promote real beef patties. We know there are some imitations out there, but we know, and we think Iowans know that real beef, 100% real beef, is definitely what's best.
Yeah. No, I know you've just kicked off the contest here in the last few days. How is it going to work this year?
So right now, February 10th to March 10th, we are taking nominations for the best burger in Iowa. So you can go online to iabeef.org to cast your vote for the restaurant that gets your pick. You know, a restaurant will use the same patty on several different burgers. So you're really nominating the restaurant and the patty itself, not necessarily your favorite mushroom and Swiss or barbecue burger or something like that. We'll take those nominations online until March 10th, so a month-long voting period, and then we'll take the 10 most popular restaurants, and we will send out a secret panel of judges to judge their burgers, and we will announce the winner on May 1st for May Beef Month.
Very good. Well, since this is a kind of an online thing then, too, we all have kind of those smartphones in our pockets. It's oftentimes easy for us to do it right there at the table while we're enjoying the burger.
That's right, and you can text BEEF to 313131, and we'll send you a link to the voting form just like that.
Oh, so easy to remember that way. Very good.
Yep. We kicked off around noon on Monday, and we already have about 1,300 votes that have come in. So we got close to 10,000 last year. I think we are definitely going to surpass 10,000 votes this year for Iowa's Best Burger.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, do folks just vote? Do they have some comments that they might submit along with that, maybe some photos or something?
If you would like to share some photos or comments, we would love for you to put them on your favorite social media platform and use the hashtag IABestBurger. That's what we'll be looking for there. But we're really just going to count those votes online through the form. You have to go to iabeef.org and vote that way.
Excellent. Well, we know what's in it for us because, let's face it, folks are stepping up their burger game, and that only benefits the consumer. But when it comes to the restaurants themselves, it's a nice boost for them. I'm sure you hear some great stories.
It's huge. We hear even just getting in the top 10 will boost their burger sales for quite some time. But the winner of Iowa's Best Burger, you know, we announced that May 1st. They generally sell double to triple the burgers that they would normally through the whole summer. And that usually what usually happens is they end up doubling their wait staff as well because they stay so busy all summer long after this.
That's a tough problem to have, isn't it?
Right.
Well, you've probably gotten all kinds of different burgers that folks have made note of. You said you're recognizing the restaurant more than just an individual burger, but they're all a little bit different. There's no real advantage one way or another with the what toppings and what are the things they use for the burger?
Yeah, not really. I mean, I have my favorites when I go to order places. I love it when they put onion rings on top, and I love mine with mushrooms and things like that. But really, it's really looking at the patty itself. One of my favorite past winners is the Chuck Wagon in Adair. Amazing burger. I remember bringing one of my friends and saying, "You're just going to be blown away." And she took one bite and was like, "Oh my gosh, you're serious. I mean, a burger is a burger, right? Except for this one. It's amazing." So we really like to find those standout restaurants that do a really great job. And that's another example of one of them.
Yeah. And I guess we should stress this too. What is a burger? As far as this contest goes, what's considered a burger?
Well, it has to be ground meat and it has to be real beef. So real ground beef formed into a patty on that bread or bread product. 100% beef is what we're looking for.
Okay. I'm guessing most of the ones you find are probably on some sort of a bun, but I guess there are a lot of different ways you could go that route too, like the Texas toast thing or other kinds of different ways people do it.
Yep, definitely. But so far, all of our winners have always been on a bun.
Okay. Oh, so there you go. There's your clue.
Yes.
Apparently.
And I will say, if you want to be in the running for this, the restaurants that get into the top 10 are generally using their social media, using their wait staff to encourage people to vote for their burger. And so that's a little hint there, too. If you want to get in the running and get this free publicity from this contest, that's the way to do it.
Well, very good. Well, now, Katie, if a restaurant has won in the past, does that preclude them from winning this year, or is it just strictly by vote?
So, yeah, good question. You can be in the top 10 by vote more than 1 year, but if you are crowned the grand champion, that's it. You're done with the contest. So we do have some past grand champions that really want to go head-to-head against other best burgers in Iowa, and we may do that sometime. But right now, you know, this is as much an economic development initiative as anything else. We want to get people out to restaurants around the state and spread the love as much as we can, and just really promote purchasing, buying burgers at restaurants everywhere across Iowa.
So did we just stumble into a new contest, like a big burger
like
battle or something? Sure.
Yeah, if we can figure out the logistics, I think that would be so fun. But you know, they cook on different surfaces. Getting everybody together away from their restaurants at one time is tricky. There's some logistical things there, but I wouldn't be opposed to being a taste tester in that competition, and I'm sure you wouldn't either.
No, not so much. You know, there's always a place people get together, too, like, you know, State Fair or something. Who knows?
Yep.
We'll see. Maybe down the road.
We do send our best burger winner to the State Fair to grill at the Cattlemen's Beef Quarters one of the days of the fair so that fairgoers can taste their burger, too, even if they're from a different part of the state. So I know that that's been a real highlight for past winners as well.
That's awesome. Well, we all know how good a good burger is. It just makes your day. I mean, it's a great way to get people together. We all like to enjoy food when we're together like that. But it's more than just taste. Homegrown beef like that is also, it's good for you.
Yeah, it's so good for you. You know, one of the things, we're kind of in the middle of flu season, cold season, and one of the things that people don't realize that beef gives us is zinc, which is great for your immune system. So, you know, we talk a lot about the protein that you get, and we know that beef is a great source of iron, but it's also a great source of zinc and several other nutrients that we need every day.
Very good. Well, we all have our favorites. Let's face it. We all have our favorite different types of foods, whether it's a burger or some other type. So find yours. Make sure you nominate it so that other people can find out about it as well. And again, that nomination period is now open, and it runs, Katie, again, until when?
Until March 10th.
Okay, and then right about the 1st of May, starting of beef month, is when we're going to find out who the best burger in Iowa is this year.
That's exactly right. Can't wait.
Excellent. Well, good reason to get out and enjoy some great beef products here in the next few weeks. Katie, thank you so much for your time and appreciate all the work that you guys do there at the Iowa Cattlemen's Association and, of course, in partnership with the Iowa Beef Industry Council to do the annual Iowa's Best Burger Contest. A lot of fun. Good luck with that.
Thanks.